Thank you. I am so happy to be presenting my research today on the heavy metals at frac sand reclamation sites. This is part of a larger five-year study, and I've been so excited to be part of the study for 2 years now. First off, what is silica sand, often referred to as frac sand as well? It is sand taken from, it is sand that is often used for hydraulic fracturing, which is a process to extract oil and gas from the shale bedrocks. Specifically, the silica sand is used as a propant. Also to note that Wisconsin has an abundance of these bedrock sands in our state. With active mining, obviously comes the reclamation process. Reclamation is not required. Reclamation is required by state law, but there's no specific plan to specifically reclaim a site. Some factors for success that we've found from past studies are that soil quality and vegetation establishment are important to establish a site after active mining has taken place. Specifically, challenges at our mine site are that soils are thin, they're sandy, they're low in nutrients, and low in pH. Here you can see a photo where the topsoils and subsoils are just a few feet thick before we're hitting bedrock. So with these challenges, we're looking for a solution or ability to augment the soils to increase nutrients and increase moisture holding capabilities. This is largely an impractical feat. We're talking about acres of land being reclaimed. Lately, there's been interest in an inorganic waste material, which is known as the fines fraction, but industry calls this muds. So I'll be referring to this byproduct as fines and muds. This fine product is a byproduct of the natural mining process. After the sands are removed, fine sands, silts, and clays are left over. What do we do with this product? It'd be great to put them into our reclamation because we have these clays, these might have the ability to hold moisture in these sandy soils. Also, there's potential concerns because we have these clays that are negatively charged that they could adsorb heavy metals. Now, these heavy metals are natural in the bedrock, but we're concerned about concentrating the metals when they are in this product. So our objective of this research was to evaluate the water quality associated with using muds, the fine fraction, in the reclamation areas. Our hypothesis was that applying these muds would increase the transport of metals into the soil pore water. Our study location was in Chippewa County, Wisconsin. You can see that's the highlighted red county on the map. The active mining at this site started in 2011, and this is considered a medium-sized mine with about 500,000 to 1.5 million tons of sand produced every year. Here you can see an aerial photo of our study plot. We have three background areas. These are representative of pre-mining conditions. We also had a 5-acre reclamation site, which was split using a completely random block design, and half had the muds applied and half did not. So the half without was used as a control area. Establishing the reclamation line, it started in 2014 and was completed in 2015. Here you can see the muds are drying out before they're being spread. This reclamation establishment had first overburden applied, then subsoil and topsoil, and half, of course, had the muds material applied at a 30-centimeter depth. On top of this, a vegetation establishment was established in 2015 using native prairie grasses and forbs, and a separate study is being done to analyze the success and survival of these plants. For my study, to sample soil pore water, we used aerometer suction cup lysimeters. We placed 10 in each of the two reclamation treatments, as well as 5 in each of the background sites. These were placed at a depth of 45 centimeters to ensure that we were below the 30 centimeter mud mark. And also, they were then vacuumed and then sampled biweekly. Once the samples were taken back to the university, we filtered them using a 0.45 micron nylon filter, and we also acidified the samples. We sent the samples to the University of Minnesota at the Twin Cities to analyze them for 27 different metals using ICP OES technology. So just a little bit of background of some metals in the soils before we jump into the lysimeter results. This is a percent change graph. Here, anything above the line is an increase in metals concentrations from the background soils to the solid fine materials. So here we're seeing about over 180% increase in total metal concentrations. This led us to believe that these MUDS materials, these solid materials that we're applying to the soils, do have the potential to be a source of metals. Here's another graph we're looking at this time, the percent change from the reclamation site without the fines, the control area, to the reclamation site with the fines. Here, we're only seeing a very slight increase in metal concentrations between the two. So we're not really seeing these metal concentrations changing in the site. Here is a percent change graph going from the back, and here we're jumping into our lysimeter data. Here is a percent change from the background to the reclamation site, also seeing a very high increase in metals concentration overall, anything above that zero line there. Here we see an increase, which means that metals are being transported due to active mining. But finally, what did we see in the reclamation sites? Going from the control site to the fines, the site with the fines, we see actually a negative percent decrease in metals in our soil pore water. This is actually very surprising to what we were expecting. We actually were expecting them to increase, and this suggests that the fines are potentially adsorbing the metals. So what can we conclude, and what's the story going on in the system? Well, we can conclude that the background sites and the reclamation sites, going from the background sites to the reclamation sites, active mining is mobilizing metals. These fines materials are a potential source of these metals, but we are not seeing these in the lysimeters. So our original hypothesis that using the fine fractions as a byproduct to augment the soil would increase the metals in soil pore water was actually incorrect. The MUDS are potentially adsorbing the metals and preventing the transport. I'd like to just take a moment to acknowledge my advisors, Dr. Holly Dolliver and Paul Kivlin, also the mine company, and my fellow intern, Stella Pei. So thank you for two great field seasons of learning, research, and lots of trips to the ice cream shop. So I'll take any questions now. Yep. Here, I can go back to the... Sorry. So here you can see the three dots. Two of them are actually upland slopes that are pre-mined. They have forested areas on them. And we also have an ag location as well to be able to compare the mining reclamation changes to other changes due to human use like agriculture. Yep. This is actually not groundwater. This is just lysimeter water. So it's actually, the lysimeters are only inserted to a 45 centimeter depth. It's also, due to the scale of these operations, it's kind of impractical to separate the plots. There's lots of challenges with applying the muds, so for ease, it's easiest to just divide the two. And also, we're not looking at the groundwater yet. We do have data that we're going to jump into soon, looking at the groundwater compared to this data. Yes?
Do you have any speculations on what the mechanism of the absorption
is? We are not sure yet. We haven't really been able to dig into that too much. We do think that pH might play a role in the change of transport from the pre-mining to the reclamation site. Actually adsorption, we're assuming some amount of clay, negative charge, being able to absorb the metals because these muds are high in concentration in clay material. I don't know off the top of my head. I know pHs in the reclamation site are about 5.5. So. Yes. We'd love to. It's kind of a challenging operation. We'd like to look into the pH, the transport, more dig into the actual what's happening to each metal instead of this is just an overall look at all the metals right now.